grass with and rakes or rake up the trash and stuff of that kind.
Did your mother have any special place for keeping a broom?
Yeah, she had a broom closet.
Let's see. What about on Monday? Did your mother have anything special she'd do on Mondays?
No, not particularly.
Let's see.
We had, back in them days, what we call a wash house. And colored people would come over there and wash for us and washing iron and stuff of that kind. But it was usually a little house out back and where they had the tubs and the water situation back there and all.
Used to, a lot of times, I guess still, houses are built, they got the boards on the side that kind of lap over like that.
Yeah.
What do they call that?
Weatherboard.
Yeah. Let's see. The part that covers the top of the house, what would you call that, Mr.? You might say, I heard a noise up on the...
Yeah. Well, I don't, it just don't come to me.
Just call it the roof?
Well, it's the roof, of course, but I'm trying to think of that's something that the shingles went on,
What about the things along the edge of the roof that would, carry off the water so it wouldn't drip on you? What'd you call those?
Oh, we didn't have gutters then, the water just come off the roof. It was, but later on, of course, they added gutters to the roof and they let the water down out. But back then, we didn't have any gutters or anything.
You remember about how long it was before y'all got gutters?
Well, it must have been back in the 30s, sometime like that.
So you were already an adult before?
Yeah, but we had screens early. We had screens pretty early back when we was just young kids. They got screens pretty quick. The fly situation was pretty bad, in them days.
I guess so. That's like anywhere in the South. It's like in Alabama.
Yeah. And we had them little light fixtures come down there, and it wasn't a thing but pipe, And flies would congregate on there, and we could take a cook a sack or something like that, and go up over that thing and just catch a million of them up there and just bring it down.
Mosquitoes always pretty bad, too.
Well, mosquitoes right in this section, but there's some sections around down this way, and it's not too far south here around Cleveland. They'd kill you out there even in the daytime.
Swampy area.
Yeah, but they've pretty well got them controlled now with this spray stuff, They spray for mosquitoes all the time. We never have had a mosquito situation, but too bad.
Yeah, that's lucky. You're lucky there.
Of course, way back before the screens, they used to have mosquito bars, they call them, go over the bed. And they were pretty good. They worked pretty good. But then they were hot,
Did they ever have any problems with malaria, anything like that?
Yeah, I had malaria. I was working on the railroad and stationed up here around Dunella on the West Coochie River, and the mosquitoes were pretty bad up there, and I got a case of malaria then. And I come home, and they had an old Dr. Max Swain, and his son's practicing Arcadia now, I told my dad, I said, I got to have a doctor. I said, I'm feeling tough. And so he called up to Arcadia, and Dr. Max Swain was up there, and they told him, his office told him that Dr. Max Swain is headed in his old Model T to Fort Myers, and if you get out on the road there, he'll be coming along. You can stop him. And so he